and welcome to the Daily Dits podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Mitchell. It's Thursday, 2nd of July, and I'm very excited to introduce today's guest on the pod today because I'm feeling fairly victorious after yesterday's win for England versus Congo during the World Cup. And I have a feeling he's probably going to want to talk a little bit about that as well. Plus some other sporting challenges that he's been finding out about. On the pod today from BFBS Aldershot, it's Mr. Richard Wyeth. Hello.
Hello, Lauren. Yeah, very excited about the football. With England getting through. Yes!
I knew that you would be. You're like one of our resident sporting experty people.
Absolutely. What a match in the end. First half was pretty dire by England, but the second half, two goals by Harry Kane, put us through to the last 16, which is brilliant. It'd be early doors. Monday morning, isn't it, the match?
I don't know whether... I'm debating whether to get up and watch it. I'll level with you, but I guess only time will tell, because I know for a fact that when that alarm goes off, I'll probably just throw it out the window.
Yeah, well, I'll be definitely watching it, because I'm going to be covering it on air as well.
Oh, well, that is so nice to hear. And as much as I want to talk to you about the football, we should probably talk about the fact that you've been finding out about a challenge that somebody is taking part in. A challenge like no other, really, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's a quite incredible. Captain James Harris of Remy. He's running three ultra runs, three coastal challenges this summer to raise money for Help for Heroes. I mean, just the thought of one puts me off, but three, it's incredible what he's doing.
So ultramarathons, isn't it? What is an ultramarathon? Because I don't actually know.
Basically, it's longer than the 26.2 miles. So the first one he did on 16th of May, Jurassic Coast Ultra from Corfe Castle to Weymouth, was a total of 60 kilometres up and down the cliffs. So 60 kilometres, first one. And back on 13th of June, he did 114 kilometres running Hadrian's Wall Ultra from Carlisle to Newcastle upon Tyne. So that's the two he's done already, which is incredible distances. That's enough, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness me. And I know Hadrian's Wall from being up north. My goodness me. I do not know how he's managed that, but what an achievement. And he's doing all this for Help for Heroes, as you say.
Yeah, he's doing it for Help for Heroes. Obviously, Help for Heroes has been around for a good number of years now, helping veterans, their families face their toughest battles yet, painful injuries, mental trauma, disability, isolation. And they get life-changing support for them, physical and mental health care as well, welfare, medical needs too. And he's set a target of £3,000 to raise over the three challenges. He's raised £2,800, so £200 short of his target. But, of course, he's got his final run in September, on the 12th of September, which is going to be Pool to Limpstone. Guess this, 169-kilometre run he's doing in one day with 356 metres elevation.
Oh, my goodness me. So you have spoken to him in between these challenges. Surely he's got to leave some gaps between doing these runs because he needs to let his feet and blisters recover.
Yeah, absolutely. He has been giving some gaps in between, which is good for him to recover. But he carries on training as well. And when I actually spoke to him a couple of weeks ago, it was right in that middle of the heat wave in the UK. And obviously, I was trying to find out from him, how is he coping training in that heat? It's quite incredible how he's doing it. And he said it has been a bit hot. And when I spoke to him, he actually told me more about how he was feeling after his first run in May.
Yeah, it went really well, thank you. Perfect conditions, nice and clear blue sky in the morning and then slightly overcast during the day. So I couldn't really ask for more, to be honest. Really good day. I had a lot of family support and managed to get it cracked in under 7 hours, which I had like a little mini goal in my head. So yeah, 1,700 odd metres of elevation. So yeah, the legs at the end were feeling extremely tired.
You had about 4 weeks recovery before your second ultra run, this time 13th of June. Bit further distance, 112 kilometres, the Wall Ultra Marathon, Carlisle to Newcastle. How did that go? Was there any point you thought, do you know what, you might not make that one?
Yeah, I definitely thought that. I think it was the last third, which I think makes out about the last 4 and a bit hours, which is usually the case when of these kind of long distance efforts. I think the first third, you know, the second third, you know, you're moving quite slowly. It's quite enjoyable, dare I say. I had a buddy that I was running with as well, which was really enjoyable. But yeah, certainly that kind of last marathon distance was a huge, huge effort. And yeah, there's definitely moments in there where I was like, am I going to give up? But, you know, I'd done so much training now, and all the kind of accountability going through it all was definitely enough to push me through. And a nice cold pint at the end as well. It was definitely cooling me.
Would you say then, James, all the training you've been putting in, obviously you've been doing it since what, last September, you've decided you're going to do these challenges for charity. Would you say training has certainly helped?
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely haven't left anything to chance. I've taken it very seriously, particularly from about December onwards, training most days. Very quickly, I've learned, you know, the appreciation of kind of fueling and fueling strategy. You know, ordinarily when you go for your runs, it's fine. You know, it's just yourself with your trainers. But when you're going on for these kind of longer efforts, you have to consider, you know, your hydration, how much you're bringing with you. Are you having it in your flask? Are you carrying a bottle of water? Are you taking a hydration pack? And then what kind of fuel are you going to have? So that was a big thing for me on the Jurassic Coast, was not just how much fuel I could take on, but you actually have to think about what the method of that might be, you know, whether that's through your flapjacks or you've got your energy gels. You know, you can get quite fatigued, you know, flavor fatigue, and your gut feels a bit funny if you're just having gels constantly. So you've got to find your balance and find what's right for you, and everyone's different. So certainly the training from that perspective really, really helped, because it's a bit of a strategy as well as kind of your endurance fitness as well.
You set out to do 3 ultra runs as your challenge. You got one more to go. You've got a couple of months to prepare for it, 10th of September. It's going to be your longest distance, pull to the limestone. So how are you going to prepare for that, particularly at the moment with this heat? It must be difficult to fit in training.
Yeah, it's horrible. I was in the gym this morning and I think it was about 32 degrees. Luckily, there's a couple of fans in there, but still very, very hot. I've got another little goal at the moment, which is I'll be doing the Battersea Marathon in about a month's time, just to kind of keep me ticking over. And then I've booked a 3-week holiday to Indonesia, because why wouldn't I do that? So unfortunately, I've booked a 3-week holiday prior to me deciding to do these challenges, and just the way it lied, 3 weeks after that holiday, I'll be doing it. But, you know, the plan is to go for a few runs, certainly, well, every other day whilst I'm out there, just to add a little bit of an extra challenge for myself to kind of tempt myself with beers or not whilst I'm out there. And we'll see how that plays out. But yeah, the idea is to do a real kind of solid training block from now till that holiday, and then, you know, take that kind of 3 weeks as a deload, and then do a bit more training afterwards. That's the plan. That's the strategy anyway. We'll see how it plays out.
Yeah, give you a chance, your body, to recover a little bit as well while you're having your holiday. Now, you challenge yourself with these runs, 3 ultra marathons, but you're also raising money for charity. Now, just remind us who you're raising money for and how someone can support you.
I'm raising money for Help for Heroes. At the moment, my target goal is £3,000, which I'd be pleased to let everyone know that I've actually managed to reach that. And so on the conclusion of the wall, we managed to raise something like £2,700 at the moment. We've had £300 promised. So we've hit that target goal, which I've now pushed towards a target of £4,000. And so if people want to get into contact with me directly, they can do so, or they can go onto the Just Giving website page and type James Harris's charity fundraiser for Help for Heroes.
Wow. He is incredibly inspiring. However, I do feel rather inadequate right now because I can't even run a bath. And when he said he's just running a marathon to, and I quote, keep him ticking over, are you joking? I love how he can just use a marathon. He's treating a marathon like it's a 5K.
I know, right? I was shocked by that as well. And especially as he announced that he was going on holiday as well to hot climate, and he's still going to carry on training. I mean, he is mad, but I'm inspiring at the same time. I'm really pleased what he's doing. I'm just, yeah, honoured that I've been able to chat to him and find out how he's doing. I mean, it's great.
There is a fine line between madness and inspirational, I think. 100% is what I'm taking away from this. But my goodness me, and going on holiday in the middle of it as well, cheeky trip to Indonesia. I mean, it sounds quite nice, but I wonder if he's actually going to do much sightseeing. He won't jump in like a taxi or get on one of those sightseeing buses or anything like that, will he? No. He's just going to run to the daily activity that they've got going on. Now, Rich, would you give something like this a go?
Potentially, if I was a lot younger. But I have to say, in my early days, just 1 or 2 years ago, I did complete a couple of years in a row, 24-mile walk in one day over the Purbeck Hills, sort of from Poole through to Swanwich area. Tell you what, they were steep hills, steep cliffs. Whether I would actually do a ultra, I don't know, depends. I might do one day, you never know.
You never know. It does seem quite a difficult challenge to do. I mean, I'm more the kind of person that would be throwing Haribos at him to keep him going and giving him some motivational talks and playing some good tunes rather than actually attempting to do it.
Yeah, absolutely, which is fair play, fair play.
Well, Richard, thank you so much for joining us on the pod today. It has been so nice to have you here. And if you do manage to speak to him when he's completed his 3 ultramarathons, please, please tell him that everyone at BFBS is incredibly, incredibly like happy for him.
Absolutely, I will do.
Well, what else is going on across BFBS? AI skills. AI, it's a bit of a beast, isn't it? Not quite sure how to feel about it. Well, we've got something for you. AI skills for military partners. The applications are now open. It is a free, flexible online course to get your head around this new AI phenomenon. You learn AI skills for job applications, performing in a professional role, personal admin, and life organization. If AI can sort out my life, I'm paying good money for it. Get involved by heading to bfbs.com/SMS. Well, thank you so much for joining us on today's episode of Daily Dits. I've been your host, Lauren Mitchell, and I'll see you tomorrow.